I think I'm so reason when they approached about like doing this collaboration as well, as well as just like, yeah, absolutely. Because it sort of strips the kind of immediately, but not, that's why I don't want you to just like didactically say what my work is about.
Yeah.
Because it's not that, it's like, it should be, we've had conversations with responding to a similar theme, or like you've, from our chats, you've gone and done your own complete thing that maybe speaks of the same or doesn't.
Yeah.
But it's your response, and like you hold that for yourself.
Thank you. Yeah. I think equally, I'm really interested to learn about your work as well, because like obviously you're from a really different world.
I'd want them both to sing together, kind of thing. And
Yeah. I think so.
It's funny though, because like I think working collaboratively sometimes it does feed into that, like, oh, you do your bit, I'll do my bit, you do your bit, I'll do my bit, and then like whatever we end up with is a thing.
Yeah.
But whereas this one, it sort of feels like I'm working on this thing that I'm working on, and to make it that display, but at the same time I want you to work on, like, you're responding in a way, or we've had a conversation and you're working on this thing.
Yeah.
And then they both sit together on equal footing, kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. Do you feel that our conversations might have an impact on what you end up doing? Or are you kind of quite set in what you're doing, and that's...
I think it would, so even just off the chat today, I was thinking about curatorially, like how things are placed and heights, and so I think it will shift in that way.
Yeah.
And I wanted to shift it. But also, like, so for me, I was making sound work, or I'm interested in sound work,
mm-hmm.
and how that alters the space immediately. So, like, depending on what you make and how you make the thing, having the option to put the headphones on and experience the show or exhibition in that way or not.
Mm.
I think it is already something that like would charge it shift it completely.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I think there's something about listening before speaking. So like you have to, I guess you want to be in a place of knowing and coming from a place of understanding rather than sort of like maybe just stay in to say or to have your voice in the mix.
Yeah,
it's good, man. Because for me as well, there's been a lot of, like, I just keep pondering different, I guess, disability chat or sort of like access issues or ways in which, not even just like physical access, but like making space for someone else to exist in the same conversation or like to partake, just through maybe the way the work is displayed.
I just went to a show where I don't know if it was intended as a collab show, but it's not, but the person who made the work, I think they had a studio visit with a writer or something, and their emails are now in the show as well.
Okay.
So printed out text and emails, and it sort of like gives a different sort of entry into the work, and sort of like how it made the show for me. Like, rather than seeing these objects and sculptures just there, there's something about how someone else romanticizes the work. And the fragility of the paper or text that is, like, seeing the work through their eyes and that encounter, and seeing it, you see it in space.
Yeah.
I think it's quite nice. Yeah. I think it's quite nice.
The first one was Thresholds. Because I felt like it was like, stepping between the race and the disability conversations and how those things can be similar and like how we can open those boundaries and step over them, but also like the stepping over.
I mean, for me as well, I don't know, but the idea of a threshold could be a barrier as well as a an opening. So I quite like that.
Yeah.
From my perspective, thinking, you know, so you know, I will sometimes look at a threshold and think, I just can't get my chair over that threshold.
Yes.
Which is, you know, it's quite. So I like the positive and the negative connotations of what that,
yeah.
that might be. So.
Yeah.
I like it as well because it's that sort of, from my point of view, is sort of curating and thinking about what I'm trying to do with the initiative of Republic, you know, is about sort of thinking about being able to create a space where you can have those conversations,
yeah.
where you can cross between media, between...
Yeah, like those conversations that we had, like myself and Motoreo, when, you know, we're kind of exploring the similarities and differences between like race theory and disability theory and the embodied experience of those two worlds and like inviting each other into each other's worlds, if that makes sense. And him allowing me in to see and talk about his world and me allowing him in to see and talk about my world and then seeing where those things overlap. As well as, you know, being invited into somebody else's art practice from my perspective, you know, because he's making the work and I'm responding to it. It's that kind of like being invited into his thought process and being invited into his creative practice and being invited in. Yeah, it feels very much like you're stepping over something into another space and yeah, opening those doors and opening those barriers and
we don't always have to make work about disability when we're making work either, so
no, absolutely. And I think if we make the sound piece which is made up of the conversations that we've had. So I've been recording our conversations. I was going to make like a soundscape of all those conversations. So I think that will show the kind of thought processes behind it and where the disability crosses over. So it might not be immediately obvious from the work, but then listening to our conversations, you'll be like, okay, you know. So I wanted to ask you a bit about your process because, like, when I'm making sound work, I sort of have to get to a point where I know what I'm making and then I have to make it. And I'm almost at that point now where I'm going to start making things. But I was wondering, is your process like that you change things up right until the very last minute?
It's not always change until the last minute. It's a bit sort of like not ephemeral, but I feel like I can make abstractly in my head, and then the studio is a sort of like testing spot for different connections.
Okay.
How things come together is kind of what I do in the studio, but like the whole, it's kind of like adding bits to it and editing and taking away and depending on what the conversation I'm trying to get at.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot, I strip back a lot.
Okay.
I flood things on then strip it back.
Okay.
And then again and again and again.
I think that's what I'm feeling is that it would be really nice to create something that existed for like home-based people. Because it just feels like it just gives the work much more impact.
But it does feel quite collaborative and responsive to, because the work has shifted as well.
So taking a long journey, taking a long journey, the journey.